yeah, it's really under sensitivity. I mean, in fact, sensitivity is, I don't know. Sensitivity, I must say, is plays a completely different role in digital signal processing than in analog signal processing. In analog signal processing, sensitivity is primarily important because of manufacturing tolerances, aging problems, and temperature effects.
Uh-huh.
All three do not play a role in digital signal processing. Manufacturing tolerance, you know which digit mm-hmm. you have to implement is as a digital process.
Yeah.
Whether you build it here or in Russia or any other place, it will be exactly the same
mm-hmm.
algorithm. Temperature effects and aging don't play a role. I mean, as long as you don't go completely off,
yeah.
As long as you stay within the digital operation, then it's they don't play a role. So sensitivity has in digital signal processing a double role. The one is that it's the accuracy with which you have to implement it
mm-hmm.
is so the number of bits you have to spend.
Right.
Increases with sensitivity increases. Yeah. And the second thing, which is related to it, but this is also one paper of mine in which I've shown this relationship, is the dynamic range. So the signal to noise dynamic range, more exactly.
Uh-huh.
That is the ratio of the largest signal you can allow to occur, so the upper limit of the signal to the lowest, to the noise level.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Noise level is rounding, round of noise kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You have an upper limit where you have saturation and so on, and disturbing, drastically disturbing phenomena occurring at the upper range.
Uh-huh.
And between the two is the dynamic range.
Right.
In digital signal processing, unfortunately, they usually call it simply noise. They only talk about noise, assuming, and that is what is implicit behind it, that you have normalized the upper level to 1. Usually, if you have a number representation, we think of a number being between minus 1 and plus 1. So you have normalized the mm-hmm. signal values
yeah.
between minus 1 and plus 1. If that's what one takes, then the signal to noise or the noise alone is more or less equivalent, but it's really the dynamic range, more correctly.
Yeah.
And so it was, again, intuitively clear to me in the beginning when I started with the wave digital filter. I forgot to mention that before, but I proved it later in a paper that there is indeed a strong relationship between dynamic range and sensitivity. So a circuit that is less sensitive tends to have a better dynamic range performance.
Uh-huh.
Similar things exist also in analog signal processing, that similar properties. I will go about this a little bit more in a paper that is, I was asked to write a contribution on sensitivity for the Wiley project you might know about on the Encyclopedia of Electrical Engineering.